CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Senior diplomats from China and Southeast Asian countries are gathering in Guiyang to discuss South China Sea. The meeting, the 14th of its kind, is aimed at further implementing a joint declaration between China and ASEAN members over South China Sea. The declaration was signed 15 years ago. China and the Philippines will also hold their first bilateral meeting over the issue in the southwest Chinese city on Friday. Officials say China has succeeded in collecting samples of combustible ice in the South China Sea. The Ministry of Land and Resources describes the move as a major breakthrough, saying it may lead to a global energy revolution. The sample collection comes after nearly two decades of research and exploration. China found flammable ice, a kind of natural gas hydrate, in the South China Sea in 2007. Scientists have predicted that natural gas hydrate is the best replacement for oil and natural gas. A Chinese naval fleet has begun a visit to Myanmar. The three Chinese warships will stay at a port terminal in Yangon for 4 days. Senior Chinese diplomats, Myanmar's naval officials, as well as representatives of Myanmar Chinese community took part in a welcoming ceremony Thursday morning. New stats show foreign direct investment between China and the U.S. surpassed $60 billion last year, putting FDI levels at an all-time high. A report by the Rhodium Group and the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations is describing the new FDI stats as a two-way highway. The analysis showed the accumulative value of U.S. investments in China have reached over $240 billion as of the end of 2016. Cumulative Chinese FDI in the U.S. now totals $110 billion and is still said to be expanding at record pace. China's State Council has announced further measures to reduce corporate burdens. In addition to implementing policies already rolled out, plans have also been announced to put out a new set of measures to cut business costs, such as lowering logistics costs and cutting business fees. China and Argentina have agreed to cooperate on football development as part of President Mauricio Macri's state visit to China. Argentinian Minister of Sports, Carlos McAllister, says the program will see 150 young Chinese athletes take classes for a year in Argentina. In return, Argentina will send 500 coaches and physical trainers to China who will hold football clinics around the country. The Argentinian Football Association is also considering whether the Argentinian national team could play games in China. Chinese authorities are warning computer users of a new ransomware virus detected abroad. The National Computer Virus Emergency Response Center and software company Asia Info say the UWIX virus is spreading in a similar way to the WannaCry ransomware virus, which went global last week. The new virus also exploits the Windows operating systems and infects computers by renaming files after encryption. Authorities say no infections have been confirmed in China so far. Microsoft has already issued a new security update to address the vulnerability. U.S. President Donald Trump has reportedly said he's willing to engage with North Korea if conditions are right. South Korea media says Trump made the comment while meeting with South Korea's presidential envoy. During the 15-minute conversation, Trump also says he wants talks to produce an outcome. The U.S. Justice Department has appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller as a special counsel to oversee a federal investigation into potential coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign to influence the presidential election. The appointment Wednesday comes amid a growing Democratic outcry for someone outside the Justice Department to handle the politically charged investigation. It follows the revelation Tuesday that fired FBI Director James Comey wrote in a memo that Trump had asked him to end an investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Beijing Unicom, a branch of mobile network operator China Unicom, has announced plans to reduce roaming charges in certain regions along the Belt and Road. Starting in September, roaming fees for international cell phone calls by its Beijing users will be reduced by 52% on average in 17 countries and regions, including Russia, Serbia, and Armenia. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.